And register in there. We do ask one registration per person per location, but get it in there. You get a chance to win a $50 gift card from that business and then qualify for the big prize.
Stop by La Taqueria this Wednesday to drop off some more little slips of paper so people get their names on them, put them in there. I just had a moment conversation with them. Big thumbs up. They've been really enjoying having the box there and all the people coming in. Thank you so much for doing that. Buy local, support local, and get yourself these a chance to win these tickets, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back with plenty more fun here on Mornings at WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. It's time to do a little retail therapy. It is Black Friday, and some 166 million people are hitting the stores looking to score a deal. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Many stores like Target, Macy's, and Walmart were closed on Thanksgiving, so today they'll offer deep discounts.
The deals will be steeper than ever before.
Now that pandemic-related supply chain issues have been resolved, retailers have more merchandise than space in their warehouses.
They're going to lower prices on everything to make room and space for the things that they need to bring in for spring.
While the stores may be packed and the discounts abundant today, many shoppers say they'll be spending less this holiday season. That's because due to inflation, nearly everything costs more.
Well, now that Elon Musk is ruling the Twitter world, a lot of accounts that were suspended are back.
Musk tweets that he'll reinstate accounts as the result of a Twitter poll, as long as the account holders haven't broken the law or engaged in, quote, egregious spam. Kanye West is already back. He'd been suspended after an anti-Semitic tweet. What's not clear is who else will be reinstated. One account holder who won't be back, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Musk says he won't reinstate him. Peter King, CBS News.
A lot of holiday gatherings, traveling among lots of people, and shopping in crowded areas could get you sick. Our Manuel Bohorquez reports.
Dr. Eileen Marty of Florida International University warns against taking the threat of illness lightly.
We're noticing that whether it's child, or adult, or elderly person, if they've had COVID, their risk for a worse outcome from the other viruses is increased.
They're urging you to get your flu shot and COVID booster and say you can get them at the same time, which some are calling a fluster. NATO is urging countries to keep providing air defense systems and weapons to Ukraine. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Make sure that allies are providing military support and NATO is providing support to ensure that President Putin doesn't win in Ukraine.
He said NATO is determined to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia for as long as it takes. Well, now that Thanksgiving is out of the way, this weekend's a big one for many Americans to put up their Christmas trees. And the big debate stands, real or fake?
I prefer a fake tree because real trees are really messy and they're a lot to clean up.
I like the convenience of it is that you don't have to spend money on a new tree every year.
If you can't imagine having anything other than a real tree, be prepared to pay about 15% more than you did last year. You can thank inflation for that. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 45 today, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies, tonight, lows around 30. Sunny skies, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 54. Upper 30s, Sunday and Monday, with a chance for mixed precipitation, Sunday. A dusting of snow, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. 8:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J., joined by Seth Habacker.
Good morning, everybody.
We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Our friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center got the day off, hopefully.
Yeah.
We think they earned that and
deserve
that.
Well, they have, definitely.
So that is cool. That's all right. We got an updated forecast for you there, so we're okay. We're good. Not bad at all, really. It's kind of nice to not think that you don't, you probably want to pay attention to the weather a little bit, but not necessarily have to.
No.
It's not that kind of weather where you got to worry about something coming in the next hour or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. No, it's very nice looking out today.
Pretty calm calm weather for the next couple of days. That's pretty nice.
We'll take it.
Should make the bopping around town that much easier to support local and shopping small Saturday and all.
Yep.
Filling out those passports and everything going around and doing
the
that
chamber,
stuff
yeah.
too. Yeah, and I encourage people to do that and enjoy it. We got a bunch of fun this hour. We're going to get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club after this segment. A little after that, in Seth's News, we'll get into making you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Mm-hmm. We're going to play music from a TV theme, music from a TV special.
Yeah.
We'll see if you guys get that one right.
Can't wait.
It's going to be fun. All that coming up for you. But right now, as today is, of course, a big day, not just because of shopping and those things, but for a lot of people, this day is the beginning of the Christmas season.
Right.
And the holiday season, if you will, when you include Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and that kind of thing. So
even New Year's.
I was just going to say, and then, of course, wrapping up with New Year's. So we're halfway through, you know, we're done with November, and have the holidays officially started for you yet? A new poll found in might depend on which radio station you've been listening to. People were asked when the holidays start, and the number one answer was a tie between putting your tree up and hearing Christmas music on the radio for the first time.
That's a good one.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty interesting.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
And we, especially those of us in this industry, we found this out back in... a couple of years ago during the pandemic and everything.
Right, right.
It was, we found out how dire radio still is, how many people still listen to radio, still count on radio. It became a way to really reach the many more people than other ways did.
As it always has been. And I think we'll always will in a certain way.
We while most of us got to the end of Hulu and Netflix and a lot of those things, a lot of people discovered podcasts and a lot of that. And you would not have podcasts without radio. So, I mean, it really has been interesting to see this. We've, again, like other things we were just talking about with Black Friday and everything, what was once cool has come back. And it's kind of come back to the fold.
Yes, it has.
And things like this just speak to that argument even more of how integral. Right now, it's not to say, oh, if we had no radio stations, nobody would know when the holidays start.
Yeah, right.
But it just speaks to how much we look forward to these things, how much they have become tradition to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. I know in my household, but this is because, of course, I'm married to a pastor. Generally, Christmas starts with the first Sunday of Advent, which is usually the first Sunday right after Thanksgiving. So that's one coming up this Sunday. So that's basically when we start getting into our Christmas stuff, getting our decorations out. Getting the tree, it depends, you know, whether we have the time to go get it and that kind of thing. Or whether we were just going to put up we do have a fake tree, which we can also put up. But I think the last few years, we've really been enjoying having a real tree. Which brings me back to my own childhood, We had a cathedral ceiling in the house I grew up in.
Ooh.
So we had 12 foot trees.
Oh, awesome.
Because we got some really big ones.
Wow.
Which, I mean, ladder to decorate the top, you needed a ladder to do it. So until the cat knocked it down one year. But other than that, so for me, I know having a real tree, there's some nostalgia there, but I just like it, the smell and everything about it. I like it a lot.
There's something about it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I know that we used to play Christmas music on 105.5.
Yes.
I don't know. I know we still have our 24 days of Christmas, and 24 hours of Christmas, coming up when we have our days off, of course, around here, that
yep.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how much people look forward to that. I know how much people loved that nonstop Christmas music.
Yes.
So much so that there's still plenty of places that do that.
There are
plenty of stations that are doing that right now.
Yep, that's right. And like James said earlier this week, soon you'll be hearing some Christmas bumper music here as well. We'll get into the spirit.
We will get into it. Looking forward to it. That's going to be fun, too.
Yeah.
So here are some other stats. The top songs that make us feel like the holidays have arrived.
Okay.
Jingle Bells, White Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Of course.
Yep. Yeah, I hear any of those, and I know that it's the season is upon us.
Yes. For me, the one that really, the recording that always gets it for me is the Andy Williams Holiday Season.
Mm.
It's the holiday season.
Yeah, yeah.
That, for me, that just screams, like, oh, it started. Let's go.
I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but you if you think of or if you hear, like for me, it's usually I hear the tail end or a little bit of a Christmas song when I'm flipping through the radios or radio stations or whatever. And I don't listen to a lot of radio, but when I do around this time of year, I'll hear tail end, a bit of a song or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or, back in the day, we'd have it playing next door. So you'd hear it when you were going into the other station or something like that.
Right, right.
But around this time of year is when I hear any Christmas song and immediately what pops into my head, my jukebox in my head flips record right to Christmas time.
Oh.
Christmas time. Christmas time is here. Every time.
The Peanuts Christmas special.
Yes. Yep. It has been that way. I don't even know the name of that darn song, but I it has been in my head since I was a child.
I'm pretty sure it's Christmas time is here.
I'm pretty sure it is that. Yeah. Yeah. Every Christmas time. It's right there right now. It's playing
over and over and over.
And it's just that refrain because I don't remember
the rest of the song.
Nobody does. You can't even hear. You can't find a really great recording of that, really.
No.
Where their volume is up. It's always like you're listening to a normal, like at a 10, and that kicks in and it's like at a 6. Christmas time. I can't tell if it's sad or
happiness and cheer, I know, is the next line.
Yes,
but after that,
yes.
I don't know what they sing. I really don't.
Nobody does.
No.
There are no actual
lyrics.
They're
just mumbling.
It's just like, hey, we didn't feel the song, so you just guys go talk, sing really,
really
low.
Really low, yep.
Time with time and cheer. There's a bunch of kids looking at each other with their shoulders up, shrugging. Like,
I love the idea of the lazy songwriter. I wrote a couple of things there. Just do the rest there.
Not to mention I'm saying this about one of arguably our greatest songwriters, and Vincent Gaiolde. Of all the guys to sit to
Now he's been dead for a while, but you may bring him back.
He may just come back just to smack me upside the head.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Do you look forward to this time of year less now than when you're an adult? Most agree the answer is yes. 72% enjoyed the holidays more when they were a kid.
I see that. I really do. I think that's very much, yeah. And that's, because there's reasons for it, you know? When you're a kid, I mean, that's generally the time, even if you're like from a family that doesn't have a lot of money, that's generally the time you might get something. You might get a present, something like that. So that's exciting. There's also all the stuff. I mean, we're talking about Charlie Brown Christmas special. There's those fun things, specifically for kids. There's the music. And the fact that, for me, it's the fact that when you see if you're from a family where it's a big thing, you see the adults get excited. And, of course, that makes kids excited when they see their parents get that way, too. But kids can get, they tend to, move it up a notch from there as well. And they really get going on it. So that makes sense to me.
I think it makes sense normally. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And the majority of people, I think, are probably, as we can see by the numbers, are sitting in that ground. I'm on that other side. I'm in that 20-some percentile of people that enjoy it more now as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, I already knew I was poor. Christmas reminded me of it.
Yeah.
Christmas told me that I was different than my cousins, that I was different than my friends and the other people that I was going to school with. I get a little bit grudging to say these things because I don't want it to seem like my mom and dad didn't do everything they could to give us Christmas and all those things. There were not as ton of the Toys for Tots, things like that. Mm-hmm. There weren't a lot of those things back then. And it just was the way it was. I just really, I was more intense in a wound ball back then than I am now as an adult buying gifts for my kids and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I'd say in the last 5-6 years, like every year, I've enjoyed it a little bit more.
Nice.
And becoming more and more as I get older, I'm enjoying Christmas more and the time of year because it has become so much more about seeing family and seeing different people and all that. But I get the people that as a kid. It actually was more heartaching and more tense than it was now as an adult, even though I got more buy-in to buy, things
right,
like that.
Right, yeah. You actually have more to do, right? Yeah.
There are certainly adult stresses I carry.
Oh, yeah.
But those pale in comparison to what I was as a kid. So I kind of get both sides of this a little bit, but I really can relate to the idea of, as an adult, growing to love Christmas.
Well, that's a good reminder, though. I mean, that every, kids, some kids, it's not the same. It really isn't the same for them that a lot of us that grew up in, certain financial, situation can relate to and say, oh, yeah, that's when we got this and this and this. And some like you, it's like, well, if we got something, that was special. That kind of thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
The best age to be this time of year is between 6 and 10 years old. 35% said that's when their fondest holiday memories come from.
I think that's pretty close. Yeah, for me anyway. Yeah.
That. Yeah. I think you actually answered this one with the other one.
Yes, I did. I did kind of do that.
Because I have a hard, there's going to be one or two, maybe even a little more than that, gifts that people remember when they were in that age range.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I think it's what you're talking about, the nostalgia, the Christmas
for
specials, the seeing family. Maybe you had mom made a certain type of cookie that year, and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
7 in 10 Americans had holiday traditions growing up, and a lot of those traditions are still alive and well. Over 40% of us have at least one tradition we've been doing annually for more than 15 years.
Wow.
Over 40%.
That's pretty good. That's pretty amazing considering. Yeah.
I like that just as much as I like, I hear all the time about new traditions starting.
Yes.
Oh, this is the third year we've done this, or the fourth year, that's cool too.
Oh, man. I'm glad you brought that up because it's one of those things I carry on several traditions from my family that when I grew up, now that I do it with my family now. But there's also times when I consciously want to say, let's do something new. Let's create our own traditions, which is, think about it. Think about the imagination. Think about ways you can do that. You can actually come up with new and fun ways of doing it. So there's nothing wrong with the old traditions. They're great. But I say get your own one. Figure out some on your own and make it a lot of fun.
You can create a bond with that too.
Oh, absolutely. You are so right.
And finally, our most cherished holiday traditions are decorating the tree, seeing friends and family, decorating our home, watching movies, and sitting down for holiday meals.
Yes, yes. I would have one caveat about the tree, though. Decorating the tree, yes. Putting the lights on the tree, no.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the worst things you have to do.
How about this? The step right before that, making sure the lights work.
Untangling the lights,
them.
Right?
I mean, all of that. Yes, yes.
That's the tough part, yes.
That could be a nightmare.
Yes,
that could
be.
I like that one. I like decorating the tree. I think that's fun. Seeing friends and family, certainly. I've hit on that a couple of times. That's my favorite part of the holidays. Decorating the home. My mom was talking about this with Bree yesterday, and I caught a little bit of the conversation. And they were talking, and she was saying how, I don't really do it as much as I used to. I don't get into it as much. And I'm looking around the house, and it's all Thanksgiving stuff all over the place and everything. Like, this is her toned down.
Yeah.
I've grown up with this, because even though we didn't have a lot, That was not the way my mother was going to treat the house. That was how she was going to treat us. It was just because you're born in the projects doesn't mean you can't have class. Doesn't mean you can't, you know, these kind of things. And it's something that, granted, I might be living alone the rest of my life or something like that. Just in like a little single apartment. I'm going to decorate. I'm going to decorate stuff just because it's something my mom did. Yeah. And I thought it was always cool that she did that stuff.
That's great.
I think that's probably my... out of all this stuff, the thing that I keep coming back to is every year around a certain time, I know she's going to decorate for Halloween. She's going to, really starting with Halloween, it's kind of from there to the beginning of the year. She's got different celebration stuff that's going to go up and everything.
Something I want to touch on real quick, because I noticed that Hanukkah is falling very close to Christmas this year.
It's on the same week of Christmas.
Which is always fun when it happens and they go together like that. But I've also noticed, and I think Beth and I have both noticed, that there's in the last couple of years, the decorations, the fun extra stuff for Hanukkah has really exploded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have seen stuff that we've never seen before for that kind of stuff, like Hanukkah calendars with the chocolates and more decorations and those kinds of things. I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive. It's becoming more like a general, like Christmas itself,
more of a
secular thing where it's like, you know, hey, it's not necessarily what the holiday was about when it first came around, but there's certain things we can take from it, especially, you know, the family parts and that kind of thing, which is, to me, is kind of cool, because I think for personally, get it all up there. I think it's fun to celebrate all these holidays.
We used to treat religion, and some still do, but religion, religious holidays, sort of like eavesdropping. Oh, you don't listen to that. Don't listen to them in the conversation. That's rude. Or don't mm-hmm. you know, put your foot into that world. It's rude to do that.
Yep.
Now we kind of understand it. There's nothing wrong with learning and celebrating other cultures.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're going to convert. It doesn't mean that you know, all of a sudden you go, oi, hey, wait, I'm talking like this now. Oh, wait, how did that happen? Oi.
You turned into Jackie Mason,
Did it get hot over here? It's all of a sudden. I mean, it's not going to, you know, that's silly.
No,
You can do that, learn about other cultures, learn about other things, and still be completely happy and fine in your world.
Where you
are. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a big world. Need a lot to go to make it work.
Absolutely.
Takes all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool. I don't know how, again, I think this is one of those things that, and granted, not everything is certainly like this, but so many things in life, society works itself out. Society figures this out. We've kind of, it's not as if anybody went out and like a president or a congressman or senator went out and said, hey, everybody, it's okay to learn about other cultures, you know, and then everybody was like, oh, okay, oh, he said it was cool,
we can do it now,
all right, and we just kind of agreed, hey, this is okay, it's not going to damn my soul if I learn what the 8 days of Hanukkah are about.
Exactly.
You know, it's understanded now.
Yeah.
It's getting better. There are certain things that we do that I baffle at, especially like yesterday. You're around that relative that comes from a different time, and so they have some different prejudices or something that. And what are we doing those? Well, it's okay. They're from a different time. It was different then. And I understand that, and I see some credence there, and there should be some grace given to that, but it shouldn't be just smoothed over and said that that's okay.
Right.
We also used to put leeches on each other, like to cure diseases.
Exactly.
Like nobody just looks back at that and says, "Oh, it was a different time."
Yep.
You know, just silly. Like if somebody was doing that now, you would like, "What are you doing? That's insane! You shouldn't be doing that." Like. We used to smoke on planes. I mean, there's certain things that we learned from.
Also remember that same time that they're from also had people that didn't think like that.
Yes.
You can't say that everyone felt the same way in one era because it's not true. It just there were people that have many different opinions about many different things. That's humanity.
I never understand how we will bend over backwards for strangers at times just to get these jumping jack mental gymnastics we do to just try to make it okay so we're not uncomfortable. So we don't have to have an uncomfortable conversation with somebody or something.
That's right.
We'll do to get to that point. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and do some celebrating. It's coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra.
Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
Misty's Menu is still known for serving up a great old-fashioned Friday fish fry from 11 to 2. Try our deep-fried perch, $11.59, or baked or deep-fried cod, only $9.79. If you like variety, the shrimp and fish is only $9.99, and all-you-can-eat deep-fried cod for $11.79. Give the salmon patties a try. Yes, fish dinners come with coleslaw and choice of potato, french fries, potato salad, mashed, baked, tater tots, wedges, or twice-baked potatoes. Get your fish fry at Misty's Menu, Highway 13. South, Wisconsin Rapids.
WFHR Weather is sponsored by Hartle Monuments, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids. The monument you create will be remembered by family and friends for years to come. Hartle Monuments will make it special. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments since 1901.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 45 today, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies, tonight, lows around 30. Sunny skies, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 54. Upper 30s, Sunday and Monday, with a chance for mixed precipitation, Sunday. A dusting of snow, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
How uncomfortable was this for a lot of people?
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Marilyn.
She, by the way, that's nervous laughter.
Yes.
That's nervous laughter on that.
That the things that they had her, man.
You should have, if you've ever seen the video of that, you should see what she's wearing. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, it is time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's. And if you're hungry, treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Of course, on Fridays, we don't just celebrate birthdays for and anniversaries for today, but Saturday and Sunday as well. So let us dive right into things. And Seth, I'm going to need you to give me a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right, that gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Tia Smith.
Tia, happy birthday.
Tia is my best friend. His wife is Trista. Her younger sister is Tia. Tia's an awesome one. She's amazing. She's a great person.
Very cool.
Also want to wish a very happy birthday to another amazing person, Mr. Jack Fayville.
Jack, happy birthday.
Jack, of course, the other half of the bands that Connie and Jack are in, the Antoinettes.
Okay.
Connie, Jack and Connie have been together and doing some great things in this area for a long time. Jack is such a good musician. Mm-hmm. And one of the most, I was talking about being calm and cool and collected and stuff, and the way that Chuck is and everything. I feel Jack is a little, I haven't worked with Jack a whole lot and everything, but just being a little on stage with him and stuff, interacting with him, just couldn't be more calm, collected, and smooth, and such a wonderful human being to work with and be around. It's so darn talented.
Nice.
Wish you a great birthday, sir.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your day, Jack.
Happy birthday.
Also, on a Saturday, got one birthday to celebrate, Joe Billings.
Joe, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Joe. Hope it's a good one for you.
I love people named Joe. I just love that
name.
It's a good name.
It is a good name. Also, want to wish a very happy birthday on Saturday to Betsy Fache. That is Pam's nephew's wife over in Shiocton.
Oh, happy birthday, Betsy.
Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, want to wish a very happy birthday to Barb Thorson.
Barb, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Barb. Hope it's a great one for you. And thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We appreciate them. Keep them coming.
Yes, indeed.
It's going to take a quick look at our celebrity birthdays for today. Bueller. Actor Ben Stein is 78 today.
That's right. Good old Ben Stein.
The great Ben Stein.
Win Ben Stein's money.
Yes.
That was a fun show.
That was a fun one. Yes. That was a good show. I've mentioned before, Jack McCoy is my go-to, TV attorney. If I'm ever going to court in TV, that's who I want. If I can't get him, give me John Larroquette. Give me Dan Fielding from Night Court. The great John Larroquette turned 75 today.
Oh, good on him. He's going to be reprising that role, I believe, in the new Night Court show. Yeah,
good on him for doing that. I'm so happy. I cannot wait for that to be. I just love that show so much. And his work as Dan Fielding was some of the funniest comedy I've ever seen on TV to this day.
There's something about he's got this deadpan plus.
Yeah,
I mean, he could just comedically one of the best actors I've ever seen.
He can take a punch in a scene like few that I've seen, where he can still be this proud kind of guy, you know, this class and all this. But you see him just like taking the hit, and he just takes it on his face, like just a pie to the face almost.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He has one of the most expressive faces.
Yeah.
I love face actors, people who just have these great reactions. Oh, man, he's one of the best.
He's good. Singer Amy Grant turned 62 today. Inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame back in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Great singer-songerwriter,
Amy
Grant.
Absolutely,
Amy
Grant.
Very talented.
Yes.
Let's see here.
Don't pass that one.
Actor Jill Hennessy is 53 today.
Speaking of Law and Order.
Yeah. Another great one to add to that list. And another great TV actress.
Yes.
Christina Applegate turns 51 today.
Oh, very awesome.
A lot of people may not know she appeared on Charles in Charge and Silver Spoons in her young days, long before she ended up on Married with Children.
I did not know that.
Yeah. One of my favorite actors. I really appreciate her. I really like her as an actress. She's fought so hard to get any bit of a career she's had after Married with Children.
After typecasting, yep.
Yeah, and then to deal with the cancer situation she has and to be so open about it and all these things. I'm very not just happy to celebrate her, but that she's still with us and that we can celebrate her birthday. Happy 51st to her.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Competitive eater Joey Chestnut is 39.
Okay. Oh, that's so weird.
Competitive
eating is just bizarre. Anyway.
No interest whatsoever. No. And some people, some historic birthdays on today. Bernie Kosar is 59 today.
Oh, Bernie. I hope you're listening, Beth.
Hey, one of my favorite quarterbacks of my youth. I love Bernie. I'm a big fan of Bernie Kosar.
Man, watching him throw a football was like a beautiful disaster. But he got it done. He got the job done. The way he got there. Oh.
One of the greatest hitters of all time, Joe DiMaggio, born on this day.
Jolton Joe DiMaggio, yes. Joe D. The Yankee Clipper himself, yes. Mm-hmm. He only played for 13 seasons.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And,
yeah, it's crazy.
And he had one. He's still one of the best players ever. I mean, yeah.
There are still, like in the record books, where he's like the fourth or fifth guy.
Yeah.
And you'll see all these modern names up there.
Right.
They still haven't caught up to him in those things.
And, of course, the hitting streak.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
always his big claim to fame. But
you got to wonder. I know we do this with a handful of athletes like Gale Sayers and that and everything. Mm-hmm. You got to wonder. You tack on five more seasons to his career.
Yep.
Where his stats would have been.
Yep.
Without the disease and everything.
Without injuries.
Yes.
Without World War II.
Right.
Which he served in as well. So he lost years for that.
Which is not mentioned nearly enough when it comes to that era of athlete.
Especially the baseball players of that era. So many of them lost prime seasons to being in the service. Yep.
And Andrew Carnegie was born in this day. Industrialist, and I mean, just one of the first, big names in this country.
Robber Baron to some.
But, you know, when you look at, like, now we say the Kennedys and things like that, but the Carnegies were for a very long time in this country.
Absolutely.
And one more time, want to wish a very happy birthday to Tia Smith. Happy birthday to our qualifier today, Jack Fayville. Happy birthday tomorrow to Joe Billings and also to Pam's nephew's wife, Patty Fache. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, happy birthday to Barb Thorson.
Happy birthday to all of you.
Thanks so much for getting these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Keep them coming. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Get them to us. Direct message us on Facebook. Get them that way to us. And stick around for Seth's news. Mm. And while you're heading over to Misty's Menu, get on over there. They're there right now until 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, here's a look at your local news. I'm Seth Habhager. If you drive through Wisconsin Rapids, odds are you've been stopped because of a train, and that means long wait times and possibly being late. Some drivers say the train crossings have increased more and more over the years, and now multiple times a week they are stuck, late, or missing things altogether because of the wait times. Freight traffic is up nearly 10% post-pandemic, which is a necessity for getting products to and from central Wisconsin. But with more trains means longer wait times. And for those making the daily drive, they're noticing it becoming more of a problem. The intersection between the expressway and Grand Avenue seems to hold up traffic quite a bit during prime times of the day, usually between 7:30, 8 a.m., then the lunch hour, and then again before 4:30 and 5:30 p.m., said Renee Fisher, a Wisconsin Rapids resident. Fisher says when driving to work on the west side of town from her house on the east side, she will be stopped by a train twice a week. The City of Wisconsin Rapids is working to improve these issues, partnering with consultants to reduce congestion at rail crossings. Runners had their turk cut out for them yesterday morning at the first ever turkey trot in Stevens Point. Hundreds of runners hit the streets near Stevens Point Area Senior High School to run the 5-mile race, 2-mile race, or 2-mile walk. There was also a dog jog, where people could bring their pets along to burn some calories before their Thanksgiving meals. Turkey trot events across the state bring out 30,000 people each year. Race organizers say the Stevens Point Turkey Trot saw a great turnout from the community. Festival Foods representative Carolyn Haitala said, "It's greater than we expected it to be. We wanted to shoot for around 400 participants, and as of this morning, we have 750 registered. Proceeds from participating in the Turkey Trot will benefit the Portage County Boys and Girls Club and the Stevens Point YMCA. The Friends Thanksgiving Dinner, hosted by First Presbyterian Church, has been providing and serving meals to those in need in Wausau for 53 years. On Thursday, more than 500 homemade meals were given out to anyone in the community who needed a holiday dinner, with around 200 served in person, something they've not been able to do the past couple of years. Corin Black, co-coordinator of the Friends Thanksgiving Dinner, says, "We've got real gravy, real potatoes, homemade stuffing, the works. We couldn't do it without our volunteers and donors." 70 volunteers line the tables of the kitchen to prepare home-cooked meals for Thanksgiving, with many more volunteering to drive meals out to people who may not have had the means to make it down to the church for dinner. So we have people who, maybe they don't have family or friends in the area, maybe they don't have the means to put on the big dinner just for themselves, or people who just want to come to for the socializing, says Black. Black and other event organizers also give credit to Pick and Save for donating 19 turkeys to the cause. For those expecting to see a line at Best Buy or Walmart in Rib Mountain on Thanksgiving, those stores and others spent the holidays closed this year. The impact of those decisions will have on Black Friday are still to be determined. Experts say major retailers have shifted focus on Black Friday this season. According to the National Retail Federation, many Black Friday discounts could be found well before the actual day, and same-day shopper demand is still considered high across the country. And that's the news from your locally grown radio station.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education.
The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To everyone who appreciates a little Midwest nice, let our team member Jacob share how he brightens your day at Culver's.
Going the extra mile to put a smile on your face? It's what we love to do. So when I serve you a chicken sandwich made with the juiciest whole white meat chicken, I know it'll light up your day. Our spicy crispy chicken sandwich, it's seasoned to bring just the right amount of heat to every bite.
Let us make you a meal that makes your day.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 45. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30 tonight. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, 54. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday with a chance for mixed precipitation Sunday. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. 8:41 on the clock. Seth and James here with you. And, of course, a lot of football being taken in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Three big games. All of them pretty decent, too. Don't see that happen very often on a Thanksgiving day. And, of course, we're getting ready for some more world football today.
Actual football,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, actual football. I don't know how many people care about the World Cup, but, you know, there's America and England are facing off today.
That's a big one.
A lot of people care about that.
Yep.
And go USA, USA, of course. You got college football, huge weekend in college football. Maybe my favorite weekend in college football is this weekend with all the trophies. And
the rivalry weekend.
The rivalry weekend.
Yeah.
Weekend and so much being decided about the college football playoffs. So there's plenty of football still to watch and be had.
Yep.
Did your football team lose yesterday? Well, a poll found it takes 3 days to get over it. 3 full days. So, or for some of us, we never do. Yeah.
Did my team lose yesterday? I wasn't paying attention.
Minnesota won.
They won. They beat Dallas?
Yes, yes.
Wow, okay, that's great.
Wait a minute. No,
they didn't play Dallas. No, they played the Patriots.
Yes,
sorry, I was thinking of something else. They lost to the Dallas the week before.
But I'll say this, and obviously I'm not a Minnesota guy or anything, but my existence, Minnesota usually loses these games. I've seen them win a handful of these games this season that they normally lose those one-score games or that final possession
constantly,
kind of
yes.
Not this year. This year they seem to be winning those
Every
games.
Every single one they seem to be winning those.
For the most part, I mean, when you got arguably the greatest receiver in football in Justin Jefferson, you should be getting stuff done. Like, it's not like that he's going to win you a championship, but having somebody like him can make your whole offense that much better.
I got to say, the Vikings have had, over the years, have had some really good receivers.
Yeah.
And when they have those really good, your Chris Carters, your Randy Moss, they tend to do better when they have those receivers.
So it takes 3 days for things to get over. So it could have taken you a little bit of time to recover. Even if you didn't get a win this week or coming up, you hopefully enjoyed some greasy food. Here are the 10 best foods to eat while watching football, according to this poll.
Okay.
Start at the top or the bottom here? You want to start?
Let's start with the top. Let's the number one first.
Number one, pizza.
Of course.
27% said it's the one of their favorite football foods.
Pizza's good for everything. Let's just put it out there. Is perfect? Is pizza the perfect food?
It's right. It's close.
It's got to be up
there. It's got to be. It's that, or maybe it's burgers that comes in at a close second with 26%.
That surprises me.
Yeah?
Because pizza's easy, okay? If you're going to, if you make your own pizza, well, first of all, cool on you for doing that.
Yeah.
But usually, you know, it's a frozen pizza, maybe you order out or something like that. You get it, you do that. Now, I know you can order burgers now, too, because it's the DoorDash and all that.
Yeah.
But you actually have to make them if you're going to do it at home. You actually take some time to actually grill them or fry them or whatever you're going to do. And that's so close. It's like right behind pizza. Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't. That surprised me.
I think I'm just glancing at this list and everything. I don't know if it applies to everything on this list, but the number one thing I need for a football food is a food I don't have to look at. I don't want to take my eyes off the screen.
Right.
So if it's pizza, I'm just shoving it into my mouth.
Right.
I grab the slice, put it in my mouth. I don't even have to look at the pizza.
Yep.
Just grab it and put it in. Chips, you know, burgers, all these kind of things.
Wings, of course. That's why wings are so popular, right?
Right. Just I don't want to have to miss a second of possible action. Even though I know that there are more seconds than not that
there's
don't actually
also commercials.
Matter. Yes, yes. But God help it if we had to miss a second. Number three on the list, chips and dip.
Makes sense. Completely makes sense on that. Easy finger food. These are all finger foods for the most part.
Yeah, it looks like
stuff you can grab with your hands.
Yeah, hot dogs, number four.
Yep, there you go.
Fries at number five. Fries, a sneaky great, like, sport food.
It is.
Like, making a big thing of fries, especially if you got, like, a special kind of fry you like or whatever, or you
put a little
stuff on them.
Cheese on there.
Yeah. Fries are great for that.
Yeah.
And again, notice to take your eyes off the screen. Just keep eating.
Just make sure you know where the bowl is. You're good.
Let your eyes ingest the football as your belly and just all the other stuff.
All the grease, yes.
Yes. Wonderful grease. Meats and cheeses come in at number six.
Like I'm guessing a tray of meats and cheeses, yeah.
Which I do like, but not in this situation. Yeah, I got to put that together. Don't give me food I got to put together. I don't want a Lego set. I don't want to have to, I got to grab the pieces. I don't care if it takes 5 seconds to put together. I don't want to have to put things together. Again, my mind is on sports.
So in other words, when you eat that, you have to do build. You can't just grab like a piece of cheese and eat it, then have a piece of sausage and eat it. You need to put it together. Together with a cracker or something.
I need my pre-built meat and cheese sandwich. I need a pre-built.
You can't just do it, even though it all ends up in your mouth and your stomach.
It does.
It's all the same.
It's completely ridiculous. Wings at number seven, as you hit on that one.
I thought that'd be higher, actually.
Me too. I'm shocked that it's not in the top five.
Yes.
I would have thought
wings are very portable, you know, and I'm surprised.
And I don't know a single guy that doesn't love wings. I mean, most people do, but just thinking off my head.
Especially sports people.
Right.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who doesn't like wings.
Yeah. I'm one of the few people I know that is not big on wings. I don't mind wings. I'll eat them, but I'm not going to order them usually.
Yeah, right.
Ribs, I will, though. Ribs come in at number eight.
That seems awfully messy.
Yeah, that's
for watching a game, though. That's something you got to sit down and enjoy the ribs, I think. Yeah, this is too distracting otherwise.
There's certain foods, like a good steak. Like, I want to focus on the steak. I want to just enjoy my meal.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, paying attention to the TV while I'm eating and all this. Just give me food I ain't got to think about. Just put it in my gut.
Steak sandwich, maybe, but not just a steak. Yeah.
Number nine, sandwiches.
Sure.
Pretty much a lot of what we're talking about here. Pretty much just, just a step away
from
a sandwich.
If it's between two pieces of bread, isn't technically a sandwich. So your hot dogs, your burgers are technically sandwiches.
We had this debate. What is a sandwich? Is a taco a sandwich? Is this a sandwich? Yeah.
I remember that one, yes.
And interestingly, number 10, tacos.
Tacos. Again, our tacos is enormous.
I don't want it to get out there that I'm ever going to say anything bad about tacos. But, that's a messy food. That's a bit of a messy food.
It is messy. It is very messy. You are correct, my friend.
Stick around, everybody. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back, and make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. That's coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR.
Home Furniture has been Central Wisconsin's home for the best in furniture for more than 60 years and four generations. Brands you know and trust, such as Lazy Boy, Ashley, Smith Brothers, and more. Our professionally trained consultants will help you find what you are looking for at an affordable price. Let our family help you create a space that's truly yours. Home Furniture, stop in for immediate availability or create your own piece. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 45. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30 tonight. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, 54. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday with a chance for mixed precipitation Sunday. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What we're going to do right now is Seth and I are going to play some music from a famous TV show theme. Some music from, special. And we've had all these great specials growing up, all these kid specials and different types of specials going on. So what we're going to do right now is play some music from one of the famous ones that I think a lot of you are going to know out there. Get ready to call 424-2600 and let us know what special this is from. And you'll win to yourself two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. A huge good morning to them out there. Thank you so much for sponsoring this segment. We appreciate them so very much.
Yes, indeed.
Let's get ready to play Star of the Day. Get ready to call 424-2600.
I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go. Right.
Nice and
away.
Quick.
I know what I was worried about. I don't know why I was worried. Good morning. What's your answer?
Would that be Charlie Brown or the Thanksgiving Charlie Brown?
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yay. Nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much. I actually had a backup just in case somebody couldn't get that one, but you got it. Nicely done. Who do we have on the phone with us? Can I get your first name?
Bruce.
Bruce, thank you so much, Bruce. You knew that one right away, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, that music just sticks in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah, that Vince Guaraldi, man.
Yeah, it does.
Vince, what town are you calling us from? Bruce, what town are you calling? Rapids? All right, Rapids. Yep. We got ourselves a Rapids winner. Thank you so much for that, Bruce, and thank you so much for playing along. Do us a favor, Bruce, if you don't mind hanging on the line for a minute or two here. We'll get your information off air, but thank you so much for listening and playing along, sir.
You bet.
Hey, Bruce, real quick, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, how about
good.
You?
Good. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had a good one around here. Thanks for asking. Thank you. And appreciate you calling in and listening. Hang on the line. We'll talk to you in a minute, Bruce.
Okay.
Thank you. That is one of the more... all the music from that special, Seth.
Yeah.
Just stand, not just that special, but all of those Peanut mm-hmm. specials.
Yep.
They just stand out. There's something about them that just, I don't know. It really it stands the test of time. Now, my backup was going to be. And I don't know if people would have gotten that one or not. We did this one years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago. I had in my notes we did Night Court.
Yeah.
But because it's John Larroquette's birthday, and I think it's I don't know if it's just me, but it's such an iconic like theme song. And
it is.
I don't know if the show was ever. I don't know how popular the show really was. I was a kid when it was on. I didn't really pay attention to stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how legendary it is or anything. But to me, and I think a lot of our generation, it sure is. It's that part that it gets you every time.
For us, I think you're absolutely right because, at least the kids that watched it growing up, absolutely. That's one that's going to stick in our heads forever. You hear those first few notes of the bass line when it starts, it's like, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Night Court.
It's one of those. We're going to take a real quick break here. We don't want to make Bruce hang on the line too much. We'll take a minute break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour and let you know what's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour right here on Mornings at WFHR.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We all know to dial 911 to reach law enforcement and protective services. And now community information and referral can be reached with an easy-to-remember 3-digit telephone number. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Who provides respite services in the community? They know. Where can you find your child a tutor or mentor? They know. Find the answers to these questions and more by dialing 211, the place to get connected and to get answers. Dial 211.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 45. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30 tonight. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, 54. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday with a chance for mixed precipitation Sunday. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:57 on the clock, and Seth and James here with you. Mm-hmm. Want to send a big shout out to Bruce. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. Bruce is our newest star of the day.
Congratulations.
Be listening next Friday for we'll crown another star of the day. And a big shout out to, of course, our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Get some Culvers in your life. Now you have to. Now I said it, so now you got you poor things. Oh, darn. Got to go to Culvers. Shucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll just drag myself there.
Next hour, we're going to get into 10 things bartenders hate.
Get into Ooh, that. As a former bartender, I'm going to be interested in this one.
I saved this one for you.
Oh, so, nice.
We got that. Got a little bit of entertainment news I want to get into involving Garth Brooks,
okay.
Marvel fans, Leonardo DiCaprio, a couple of things like that.
But
for right now, interesting two stories here I want to do. And these are kind of oddball stories. Mm-hmm. We'll do them back to back. Real quick, 24-hour circus show in Cambodia breaks Guinness World Record. They broke a Guinness World Record. This art school in Cambodia broke a Guinness World Record by staging a circus show that lasted 24 hours, 10 minutes, and 30 seconds.
Yikes.
Pretty impressive. It's a nonprofit art school in Cambodia as well that did this.
Oh, very cool.
90 performers, which included the school's professionals as well as performers from sister organizations, pulled this off. It's pretty cool.
That's impressive.
Then another story also going on. Married speed eaters break world records for hot dogs and burritos.
Jeez.
A Florida couple who are both competitive eaters broke Guinness World Records for speed eating hot dogs and burritos. The record-keeping organization announced Miko Sudo ate an entire burrito in 31 seconds, breaking the previous record of 88 seconds. In the same day, she broke the record for the most hot dogs eaten in 1 minute, downing six to double the previous record.
Jeez.
Sudo's husband, Nicholas, ate 12 hot dogs in 3 minutes, beating the previous record of nine. The pair, known as the Hungry Couple, met 4 years ago while preparing for a competitive eating event. I for some reason I would love to see these two worlds combined, and I want to see the circus show going on while, because this is the next step. It's not just breaking Guinness World Records anymore.
Yep.
It's doing them like on top of that, like two records at a time or something like that.
Mashup. Yes, let's do it.
I would love to see a 24-hour circus, although I got to imagine like hour 20, not as exciting as hour one. Like, it's just like they're just out there trying to get the record.
We're
now.
On our 20th hour and still going strong.
The Tigers just looking at people like, look, man, I'm not jumping through another hoop here. I'm not doing that. That is not. Yeah.